National Camping Week all this week, and camping's great fun, isn't it? It sounds like it should be great fun. The only time I camp is when I go to the Formula One at Silverstone.
Yes.
And we camp down there in actual proper tents. And 2 years ago, I didn't go last year, but 2 years ago, it was the worst summer ever.
It was a mud bath.
It was, I mean, I'm no kidding, it was just about up to the top of my wellies in mud.
Right.
It was horrible. I'm surprised I didn't get trench foot.
You were only there for 4 days.
Oh, man, it was horrific, but still, great fun. But what they don't tell you about camping is if you go to a campsite where there's loads of people camping, like at Tea in the Park or like at Silverstone, whatever, you hear everything because the walls are... Well, they don't have walls. It's just canvas.
Well, yes.
So you hear every burp.
Well, you don't have to be a genius to work that one out.
You hear every snore. You hear every fart. You hear every... It's horrible. And then you have to look these people in the eye the next morning.
Yeah, well, stop doing it then.
I can't help it. That's what Guinness does to me, Armin. You were telling us a funny story about when you went camping with your husband.
Yeah. Well, I think camping in Scotland has its challenges. And we used to camp a lot with the kids because we couldn't afford to go on a normal holiday.
Yeah.
So we, you know...
But the kids would love it. It's great fun.
They love it. But we had a big tent, right? So if I'm camping, I want luxury. And we went to this campsite on the island of Islay. Gorgeous. Just off the west coast of Scotland.
Yeah.
And the woman says... We arrived late. The woman said... Right, well, where you pitch your tent is up to you, but I suggest you don't pitch it on top of the hill. It's going to be a windy one tonight.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, it looked exactly like her. So, of course, I relayed that message back to my husband. He said, it's going on top of the hill. That's the best view. That's where we're putting it. I went, fine. We had the biggest row of our marriage, and it resulted in me and the kids sleeping in the car and Kenny refusing to sleep in the car. Sleeping in the tent. It was so windy, the tent was blown flat. I woke up in the morning fully expecting him to be away. I mean, off the hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Away into the sea. He was still there,
It wasn't
sadly.
A cliffside, was it?
It was. I mean, it really was quite high.
But having said that, the tent was still there in the morning.
Yes, it was.
So he was right then in the end, wasn't he? So
do you know what? He did say, I'm not putting this... Tent down, we're walking it round the campsite to another spot, and that's what we had to do.
So you picked up the whole tent. Wouldn't it be great if you could do that with your house?
I know!
I don't like living here anymore. Let's move let's move to Stockbridge. I like it down there. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Okay, so this morning, camping stories, please. To the phones, fourth one. Hi, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Hiya, what's your name?
Susan.
Where are you from, Susan?
Musselburgh. Don't talk to me about camping, I'm a guide leader.
Oh, no. So you've had some camping experiences, I bet.
I have, terrible. I was camping at the weekend there with my guides down in East Lothian.
Yeah.
And the actual torrential rain, and they woke up in the morning floating on their camping mats in the tent.
And they were no longer in East Lothian. Well, they were in Northumberland somewhere.
Yeah. So we've done some terrible things to girls on camp.
Right? What?
When they've not stayed in their tent, we've actually removed the entire contents from their tent and hidden it. So when they return to their tent, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Too scared to tell us that their stuff was missing because they were supposed to be in the tent. So that took them about a day to tell us everything was missing. Making shadows and steering the living daylights out of them over the years.
Oh, brilliant.
Not places,
I love the thought of making yourself an enormous monster using a torch and a shadow. I like that. Yeah. Listen, Susan, thanks for phoning. Have a brilliant day.
Bye.
See ya.
Lynn's been in touch.
Yeah.
We went camping in Norfolk a few years ago with three kids and two dogs. Now, we'd been to the campsite before. It was lovely. However, 2 years ago, there was a plague of ladybirds. Millions of them. They were everywhere. In your food, in your mouth, up your nose.
Oh, no.
The air was black and the ground was moving constantly. It was like a scene from Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's horrible.
That was bad, but when they started dying, there were huge piles of corpse ladybirds everywhere.
Look, just stay in a hotel, eh? Just stay in a hotel. Just give up on the old camping thing. It's no right. Why did they invent the hotels? Because camping's rubbish.
I mean, you don't want to come out your tent and the feet crunching, do you?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to stop you there, aren't I?
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.